Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship.
Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first event of the evening is a one-fall match with a 15-minute time limit.
There ain't nobody. There ain't nobody in wrestling who can make me quit. And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
Tuesday.
We are what wrestling's all about. New York City here, Chicago here, JD on my left, Linda on my right. But I'm not telling any of the girls who I'm going to give it to in Chicago until that night. Woo!
Tuesday, Wrestling. Tuesday returns to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
It's Tuesday, Wrestling Tuesday on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for being with us here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. On Instagram, IGJHood. On Snapchat, SnapJHood. You know what is happening this weekend, right? You know what's happening. September 1st, Saturday, September 1st, is All In, the pay-per-view event that is taking place at the Sears Center in suburban Chicago, Illinois. For those of you listening to this show outside of Chicago, it's going to be a terrific card taking place for All In. The main event to me is Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis for the NWA Championship, even though it is a terrific card all the way throughout. But we have a guest today that will tell us about the National Wrestling Alliance. For those of you listening to me for the first time, growing up here in Chicago, I was an AWA fan, American Wrestling Association fan. Vern Gagne was the promoter for the AWA, but also, when syndicated television came to Chicago and I saw the National Wrestling Alliance in 1985, I believe, 1986, I saw the NWA and I saw Ric Flair and I said, boy, this is a far cry from anything else I've seen in wrestling. The NWA is so special because the story is about the championship. The story is about the title. And here in 2018, after the Ricky Steamboat versus Ric Flair matches that I saw in Chicago and Nashville and New Orleans, that trilogy, that great matchup between those two. And then seeing how the NWA title kind of faded away into existence, just out of the existence of wrestling fans. It becomes the NWA TNA championship. After a while, I believe AJ Styles was a champion for NWA TNA. But it just didn't have the same gravitas. It didn't have the same feel. Well, now the NWA has returned, and has returned in a big way. Dave Lagana is the vice president of the National Wrestling Alliance. He's our guest here on Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. He'll give us his thoughts on the YouTube videos that the NWA has been putting out. If you've missed this, you should subscribe to the NWA. Just subscribe to the National Wrestling Alliance on YouTube and watch just bit by bit, week by week, how they're building up stories. They don't have a territory. They don't have a wrestling show that you see weekly. But what they do have is that they have stories that they are telling about Tim Storm when he was the NWA champion, Nick Aldis as the NWA champion. It is really interesting to watch. You really should subscribe to the NWA page on YouTube.com. Dave Lagana is going to tell us about the National Wrestling Alliance, about the All-In pay-per-view, and just how he was able to build this NWA, really, in my view, new brand. The brand's been around for a long time, but I believe it's new now here in 2018. So Dave Lagana, the National Wrestling Alliance, with us on Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. Dave, as always, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Dave, personally, how much fun are you having professionally working with Billy Corgan, working with the NWA? Because for me, this is so much fun to watch week by week, every time that there is a YouTube video for the NWA.
Fun is a very strong word, and I mean that in the best possible way. It's every day is fun. I sometimes in my workout cardio thing, I always sort of ask people, what can I do for them? Like, how can I help them? And not in a job way. Although I did have a guy hit me up in DM today, send me all this stuff, say, well, you better get back to me quick or you're going to miss out, which I found entertaining. But somebody asked me, you know, how do you motivate yourself? And I say, I get up. And I realized there's only one choice. Either I get up and do something or I don't. And so Billy has given me really the ability to continue what I loved. And you know, people don't know sort of my backstory or not, but for the last 18 years, I have worked in the pro wrestling business when people thought I wouldn't last 18 minutes. I was one of those dreaded Hollywood writers that everybody kind of used to make fun of in various websites and newsletters, and these guys don't know what they're doing. And here we are 18 years later. I still get to not only make a living off pro wrestling, but now get to try and pivot the way the industry tells its stories.
I think that the thing that resonates with me, Dave, is that we are able to find out the personalities week by week in a very methodical way. And the other thing is that the way that these videos are coming about, because I've watched the first one all the way to where we are right now, is that it's a lot of it is about the title. It's about the chase. And I think that at its core, professional wrestling / sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, is about something. What are we looking at? And I think that I want to ask you about the concept of those YouTube videos. How is the idea hatched?
I think we're all chasing something. And, you know, what I try to always look at every story that I've ever sort of told, all the way back to the ones I used to write when I was in middle school, trying to sort of escape either the boredom or frustration I had in my own life, was sort of, what are we all chasing? And you break everything down to that simple idea. We're all chasing something in some form or fashion. We're all chasing a career. We're all chasing a moment, you know, and for pro wrestling, it's the titles. And there have never been more titles in pro wrestling than there are today. Mm-hmm. Literally, every promotion has, at minimum, it seems like 9 to 12 titles. And so when Billy bought the NWA and we sat, I mean, for days, Billy and I traveled the country for 30 days, doing 30 documentaries in 30 days, which was sort of the genesis of the content strategy we went through. But the idea of finding what matters to people. And in wrestling, being the best was always sort of the centerpiece. And you look at what sort of the NWA has meant since 1948, we enter our 70th year, it's always been about the champion. Nobody really sort of, I hate to say this, and I don't mind pissing people off now because I'm done with it. You know, no one cared who ran the territory as much as who was the NWA champion. Mm-hmm. That was the singular thing, and it was obviously what caused WWF to split away from the NWA. It's what caused the AWA to split away from the NWA. It's what's caused ECW to split away from the NWA, TNA to split from the NWA. It was always about ego and championships, and I think at the core, that is what this is about. Who's the best, and whoever holds that title is recognized as the best. And if you look at that list of 50-plus names, it's a strong, strong list. I mean, like, You compare it against sort of the per capita names of, I mean, I think only the WWE title is closest as far as that. Everybody else has sort of corrupted what their titles have meant. And for us, telling that story of Cody Rhodes and Nick Aldis and their rush to be part of that legacy is what I think is resonating with people.
I told the guys at Busted Open on an interview just recently that I think that the NWA title is hotter than the WWE title. And LaGreca, he agreed with me in that here's the National Wrestling Alliance title, something that I grew up watching along with the AWA because I'm from Chicago, so I grew up watching Vern's TV. But obviously, through the magazines and through syndicated television, I kept my eyes on Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Rick Steamboat, clearly. I said that the NWA title, because of its gravitas and because of these videos and how it's known worldwide, especially nowadays, I think it's hotter than what AJ Styles is doing with the WWE, with them being in the middle of the card. How do you look at that now?
I sort of look at it simply from what we're doing. You know, I worked at WWE for 6 years. It is, and the 6 years I worked there were the years they don't really talk about. The Ruthless Aggression era is sort of the forgotten era in WWE. It's never really referenced and all that stuff. But you cannot argue with anything WWE is doing. I almost sit back and chuckle. And then if you follow me on Twitter, somebody goes, what's your thoughts on the way WWE is doing X, Y, and Z? And I just write, the stock price is $80.
Right.
they are on a complete hot streak that a year ago, everybody, they all look at the booking and how they're booking AJ as champion. And here they are. They just closed a giant billion-dollar deal with two media conglomerates. And spoiler alert, they're not done. There is more to come with their brand. So I don't worry about what they're doing from a creative sense because they've won. Vince McMahon has proven that he has won. And what I find very interesting, besides this phone call that I have coming in, is that life kind of imitates art. And what I love about what we're doing is here are two men that have very similar stories that everyone resonates. Everyone has an opinion on Cody. And everybody has an opinion on Nick Aldis. And this title, everyone has an opinion on. And these three things are converging. Oh, and by the way, a lot of people have opinions on Billy and I and what we're doing. And I was just editing a piece that I'm about a day behind on about rebel spirit and why all this works, why All In works with what Billy and I are doing, what Nick Aldis is doing, what Cody and the Young Bucks are doing. The energies match. And I think that's why people are resonating. And by the way, our audience, the average video view is somewhere between 26,000 and 50,000. A silly WWE YouTube video with Carmella does 5 to 10 times that. So for me, it's about the depth of the energy that comes off of these videos. And I really, really sort of appreciate that. I read every YouTube comment. I respond to every YouTube comment because that is sort of the oxygen of what makes this thing go. And where we are now, where we were working a year ago, it kind of blows Billy and I's mind.
The All In event takes place September 1st here in the Chicagoland at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. And you can watch it on the Fight app. And Dave Lagana, the Vice President of the National Wrestling Alliance, with me, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. And because of this, Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis, I want to ask you about the champion and Nick Aldis. I thought that that Tim Storm as a champion was great. That story, God, it just was just week after week, I just wanted more, which is actually your job, Dave, is to make me want more. Yeah. So I love that story. Now Nick Aldis is a champion. Man, just the way he carries himself, just the videos, him sitting down, not being a character as much as it is just telling you how he sees himself as a champion. What is it like working with Nick, with him as champion?
Nick bought in early. And, you know, I worked with Nick in TNA, and self-admittedly, he was difficult in his run in TNA simply because he did not feel valued by the company as far as going with him. And by the way, Cody felt the same way, you know. And so now here we have no one holding us back. So when Nick and I sit down and we do anything, usually, I mean, we travel together. You know, we've spent a lot of time together. We've gone to China together, you know, with Dave Marquez for that show. We've gone to the UK twice. We spend a lot of time together, and we go through a lot of the same similar stuff. This is very much a team effort, and really, everything you see is real. He said that in one of the videos. It looks real because it is real, you know. And the stuff you're seeing with him and Cody is as real as it gets. And, you know, for me to be able to – I've approached this project simply based upon – how I've seen the world for the last 17 years and trying to bring as much of that as I can without really pulling too much back. And, you know, Nick's opinion on this and that, this is his biggest opportunity to show the world. He self-admittedly was out a year ago. He was done. And as Billy and I were looking for someone to fill a role, and by the way, his role has expanded based upon his talent, his commitment to us. He was top on that list, and we thought he was done. So when we called him, he talks about this many times in interviews, we pitched him exactly this. And it's funny when people say, oh, I don't know what Lagana and Corbin are up to. We've said it since day one. If you go back and listen to anything we said from October 1st on, we have executed that game plan. And it's been exactly this. I mean, and his commitment to us in this has been so good, and it's paid out. He said, I won the title in front of 600 a-holes.
Right.
And he visualized walking in front of a building of thousands of people. He thought he hit that when we went to China. You know, there were 3,000 people in China, and then to walk out now in front of 10,000. And by the way, we're not done. And, you know, what's going to come next is no one knows, and we don't even know, and that's the best part. And you can't plan for this stuff. You just got to roll with it.
Dave, the reaction that fans are giving the videos and giving the National Wrestling Alliance, when you first started rolling out the videos, what was your reaction to some of the reaction? Were you surprised? And the reason why I ask you this question is because what we continue to read about and hear about in 2018 is that we have short attention spans, that we don't have time to sit and tell a story. It's why wrestling can sometimes just be too quick. There's a storyline, a story arc that only lasts 2 weeks, and then there is the match. 3 weeks, and then there's the match. But there is, for me, as an old school fan, I enjoy how it's laid out because it's something I look forward to each week or whenever the videos come out. What's your thoughts on the reaction of the fans to this?
So the series started, so the I say the series really kind of found its groove in episode two. Episode one was the first time you met Tim, but it wasn't until I really sat down with Tim. And here's this guy that everyone made fun of. Oh, he's 53. Oh, he's a school teacher. And when people saw, I think it was called Mountaintop, whatever the second episode, we heard about how much he loved it. And I had fallen in love with Tim weeks before when a unscrupulous promoter offered him a 5-figure payout to drop the title to somebody else to screw us over. And he said, no. He proved his stature of who he was as a man to me and to Billy. So seeing people's reaction to his true and authentic story, and they genuinely felt with him. When he lost the title, we were cursed on by the internet because we had taken it off him too soon. And, you know, people felt for this man. And that's when I knew it was working. And Nick knew, and, you know, Tim's story has evolved. And, you know, we're very patient with Tim, where in wrestling, most people aren't. Just like we're patient with Nick in this process, these videos have shown patience. The average view time on YouTube on these videos is somewhere between 7 and 9 minutes for a 12-minute video. Mm-hmm. That's unheard of. You know, our demographics, and this will shock some people, our demographics on these videos is 22 to 35-year-old men.
Wow.
You hear the NWA, you think, oh, it's 45 to 50-plus, like WWE's TV numbers, right? And we're blown away by the age and reaction we're getting from an audience. And the reason we've gone this format is this is where the audience is going. And I get a lot of flack because I talk about where the new media is going. But this is the cost of entry in YouTube and this environment is so small. And it frustrates me to no end that wrestlers and content creators don't take the opportunity that sits in front of them. So you know what we did this year? We showed them how to do it. And you know people have followed our lead? Very little. And we're good with that because we're willing to do the work. And that's where the do the work thing came from. And it got Cody's attention. And Cody has been nothing but complimentary, and he pushes me. So when's that video coming out? When's that video coming out? Because he understands the power of it, and the Young Bucks too. And so September 1st has been built on the back of YouTube more than any wrestling promotion ever has been.
All In will take place in the Chicagoland area here in Chicago. All In is going to be on the Fight app. Again, you should download it. I have many years ago. So the Fight app, that's where you can watch All In, the big pay-per-view. And I do want to ask you about this show, too. What was your initial reaction to the quick ticket sales that came through for All In?
Billy and I were having dinner the night before. I'm trying to remember. He had come back from somewhere. I had flown to Chicago. I don't even remember. I just remember us having dinner. And he asked me, what do you think is going to happen? I said, here's the thing. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I said, but no matter what, it is good for the NWA because we didn't sell one of those tickets. I think we can honestly say the Bucks and Cody sold all those tickets. Mm-hmm. But to be in the conversation and to be invited not only to be on the show but to be featured in the press conference before – it was such an honor for us. And you know, Billy was a little busy, still a little busy with his tour. So this was basically his only real time beyond anything I shoot to be a part of it. you know, we finished the thing and we felt the energy coming out of that press conference. And Billy and I were driving, and, you know, the Bucks and Cody have told this story multiple times on their Uber ride. For some reason that day, traffic in Chicago was terrible. And maybe it's terrible every day. I don't know. And we were driving, and it was Billy was almost getting nauseated in the car because it was stop and go. And we were getting the same sort of updates and such on the ticket sales. And it just sort of blew our mind. And that's when we sort of committed. We said to them, we're all in sort of this content thing. That's why that day I went to Cody and the Bucks said, we want to produce a second series with you. And it may not be the same sort of depth that 10 pounds of gold goes to. That's where the All Us series came that day. And I committed to doing a second series without hiring a second team. You know, if people knew how small this team is, it would blow people's minds, the output. Not only did we announce the 70th anniversary show today, but I put out the fifth episode of All Us while cutting the second episode of this All In thing, while also cutting the package that's going to run in the pay-per-view with hopefully a Billy Corgan song. Like we're literally bootstrapping this, just like the Bucks and Cody are. And the fact that it sold out showed that people are looking for something just a hair different. And we'll find it.
I know this may not mean anything to you because you're busy and you're all up to your arms with sound and making sure that everything goes well from a video standpoint. But do you think that this match should be the main event at All In, Aldis and Rhodes?
No matter where it ends up on the show, I know that the reaction people have to it pre, post, and during will match the energy of what we created. To me, it doesn't matter where it goes because I know people will care based upon the work all of us have put in. Where it goes on the show is not our decision, and I don't really honestly have an opinion. I know that sounds weird, but the work has already been done to position it. It's the main event in our universe. It's the most important match. Dave Meltzer said it, and a various bunch of people. This is the most important NWA match since 1988 or 89. You know what I mean? Right. Like since the glory days of Ric Flair with that title, this is the most important match. And that's before a week out. Think about that. There has not been an important NWA title match that will have this feel to it in 30-some years. I'm good. We've won. You know what I mean? Where it is on the card, to me, is secondary compared to where we got it here.
Well, because I'm in your universe, I want it at the end. That's just me, though, because as an NWA fan and then NWA fan again, I want it at the end. But that's just me, though, because I'm an NWA weird fan. That's me.
Well, and I tweeted almost daily, brick by brick. The fact that you will be lost in that story from the moment Cody walks out with his entourage and Nick Aldis walks out with his entourage, which people will start to learn of next week, people will – and here's the thing. We don't even know – I can't even guess what the reaction will be. And that's the best part. And I think the fact that we have an audience now, way smaller than Cody and the Bucks, but there are people that are fervent NWA fans. The reaction to the announcement today has been sort of it shows that like people want to come to Nashville in 2 months for this show, sight unseen. They don't know what they're getting except a world title match and the national title coming back. Like it is an energy and a feeling, and the fact that you are resonating with it. And, you know, I spent 3 years with Dusty Rhodes basically every day driving him around. I was one of the only people he wanted to be around a lot at WWE, and that meant the world to me. Mm-hmm. And to be able to help tell this story for his son, who he thought the world of. And I know how he felt about his treatment at WWE, and to give him this at-bat. No one is being handed anything. Cody is getting an at-bat. Same with Nick Aldis. And just like me, Billy trusted in me to tell this story. And every time I start a video, I go, oh, God, I don't have anything. And then we find it. And so all we wanted was an at-bat. We'll get one on Sunday. I keep saying Sunday. It's Saturday,
yes.
September
1st. It is September 1st, yes. And by the way,
show up the wrong day. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I know that you're dealing with video all the time, and so you're working, so you don't even know what day it is. But that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell people it's September 1st, All In, again, at the Sears Center.
It's a Saturday, because every time I talk to Cody, I said, well, then on Sunday, he goes, so show is on Saturday. I'm like, oh, boy. So, and by the way, it's funny where people were like, oh, this is the other thing. The guy that offered Tim Storm five figures, and I have this phone conversation recorded because I didn't trust the person. He's like, you're just a writer. You don't know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I think I've helped change a little bit of perception of who I am in the last year. So
yes, I think there's no question. And by the way, because I just clicked on the link, Pro Wrestling Tees, there's NWA T-shirts out there for the 70th anniversary. Oh, that's 15 minutes from downtown where I am right now. I'm going – I don't have to order it. I'm just going to go in there and just get it.
Yep. Yeah, you can – you know, when they actually designed that logo for us, and Ryan and his team are spectacular. You know, they have taken a lot off of my plate as far as NWA merch. And, you know, every time I see an NWA shirt in the wild and I know it's new, like, it's just – It means a lot because that logo has meant so much to so many people for years. And I think when Billy bought it, I think Deadspin, Billy Corgan buys Dead Brand. And, you know, we've taken a completely different approach that every expert, and I actually said this in a text to somebody today, a year ago, all the people that ran the brand told us we didn't know what we're doing and we're going in the wrong direction, even though they took the brand in the wrong direction. And here we are a year later, everyone's talking about it, and we haven't run one show. And we're running one show on October 21st, the anniversary show, to celebrate everything that's been done. But our approach has been so different, and it's worked. And to have the attention of basically every wrestling promotion. And we've worked with everybody minus two so far. And there are two that I'm hoping to by a year from now we have. But anything is possible. And that's the crazy part. Nick Aldis called out Triple H. And by the way, 2 years ago, you would think that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything's possible in 2018, 2019, 2020.
This is awesome. It's really going to be awesome. Again, All In taking place Saturday, September 1st. Again, go to the Fight app so you'll be able to watch it. It's Rhodes versus Aldis. The son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Cody Rhodes against Nick Aldis, the NWA champion. If you have not checked
Officially, it's the American Nightmare, Cody versus Nick Aldis. on the poster and all promotion materials. But yes, you can say whatever you want because you're a third-party member of the media.
And I've got Walt Disney behind me, so they can protect me here at ESPN. They can protect me, Dave. But it's
Disney has so much power. I'll say this. Disney has helped funding WWE's move to Fox. I'll end it at that.
Ooh.
Where do you think all that money's coming from that's going to the WWE deal?
That wasn't in my emails here at ESPN.
Well, I think they're probably a hair more discreet than I was. And by the way, I have no inside information, but all you have to do is look at the shifting landscaping of broadcasting. And ESPN is by the way, you and I both remember wrestling being on ESPN, don't you?
AWA, yes.
Yep. So, you know, the shifting landscape to me is so fascinating that anything is possible in 2018. And by 2020... By a year from now, so much is going to be so different. When WWE moves to Fox a year from now, things are going to be so different.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah, I believe that. That's going to be great. I need to talk to you more about this now. Now I want more information. See, this is what you do. You keep everyone on a cliffhanger, just like that. That little nugget you just dropped on us right there.
By the way, I said this a year ago. I said we have no idea. And this is not hidden information. When WWE changed a lot of the ways that they were handling their business a year ago, they were up to something, meaning they were getting themselves ready for this run for a TV deal. But I think it's much larger than I think people are seeing.
I want you to know, Dave, as someone that is commenting on these YouTube videos and someone that is all in, to use a phrase, with the NWA, your work is not in vain. It is great and is refreshing.
Thank you.
So what you're doing as someone that's been watching this stuff since the late 70s at age 46, I will tell you that this is some of the best wrestling content that is out there. So thank you for it, and thank everybody else around the NWA for it. So
sweet. How about you come over and you do this next one for me?
Okay. I'm a little busy. I got to go to Pro Wrestling Tees.
Get your shirts and. You want to come cut some quotes, so, you know, I'm wide open here, right?
Okay. As always, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Dave Lagana, the Vice President of the National Wrestling Alliance, with me here on Tuesday, Wrestling Tuesday, on ESPN 1000. Great conversation here with Dave Lagana from the National Wrestling Alliance. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Follow him on Twitter as well, @Lagana. And don't forget to go to that YouTube page for the National Wrestling Alliance. And they got t-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com. I'm excited about that. They got NWA t-shirts. Because they're in Chicago, Pro Wrestling Tees, I'm just going to go over there and just get some. Nice. I like them. So check it out on ProWrestlingTees.com. The executive producer of Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday is Felix Reyes. And we'll talk to you next time with another edition of Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. Be all in with us here on ESPN 1000.